And so here we have Paul writing to the church in Thessalonica and exhorting the people to be busy, to work, to take care of business. But, you know, I think that there's more to it than just working. He's not looking for just any kind of labor. Is this a scripture that you think is appropriate to people in church today? We don't have any busybodies in church today, do we? We don't have any people who are judgmental or look down at other people, or we don't do any of that kind of stuff. We know better than that. We're Christians. We study the Bible. We've learned these things. We do what we're supposed to. Well, most of the time, anyway. See, it wasn't just that the people were not working. It was that they were paying attention to what other people are doing while they were not working. It wasn't just that they were not contributing, but that there was much work to be done. This is a church in the first century after Christ. A church surrounded by other religions, by other traditions, by people who would happily have snuffed them out. And if you think about the history of Rome in those first three centuries after Christ, made a serious effort to destroy them. Christians were often martyred, put out in the Colosseum to be ripped apart by lions or hacked apart by gladiators just because they refused to say that Caesar was a god. We don't do that anymore. Well, not that way anyway. But sometimes it's hard to live as a Christian in a secular world. Would we try and do what we believe in? I had a young man who wanted to come to church this morning, but he had to go to work. What do you think would have happened to his job if he'd said, no, I'm going to church? Yeah, that might not have been a good thing for his employment. Some of us are fortunate to have worked for a long time and have some retirement and have something to live on and have done well. What does Jesus say about the chances of a rich man getting into heaven? And yet he often spoke to rich people about the wonderful work they were doing with their riches. Good work. Powerful work. It's not the money. It's the love of it. It's not the idleness in and of itself. It's the fact that what needs to get done isn't getting done. When we are busybodies or idle or lazy or those things, it's not just that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. It's that we're indulging ourselves in things that make the community weaker. And in those days especially, the church, the community, the family of God needed to be strong because they were surrounded by evil things. We're not surrounded by evil today, are we? Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, yeah, we are. There's lots of people who would like to tear us down. There are lots of people who would like to look at us and say, they're just a bunch of hypocrites. They don't live according to what they believe. They don't do what they say. They talk a lot, but I don't see them doing a lot. There's always work to be done, and not everybody is called to every job, and we have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of anybody else. But we have to reach out into the world. Because if we as the church don't reach out and talk about the wonderful things that God is doing in our lives, especially in this holiday season, who will? if we don't try to be an example of God's love in this dark and dangerous world, who will? If we don't try and speak to people who are suffering and give a handout to people who are in difficulty and give a hand up to people who are striving, who will? We're fortunate to have a governmental system that helps people. But too often it seems that that system helps people to be more dependent, not more independent. It makes people less while it gives them a handout, not making them, what is it we say, victorious? Are we victorious Christians? Do we feel like we have victory over sin and death because of Christ's sacrifice for us? I hope so. I think so. I see you people in the church being the church, reaching out, helping others, rejoicing in when we see people coming to Christ, when we see people getting better, when we see people doing better and trying to make the world, at least our little corner of it, a better place. One of the things that breaks my heart is when we in the church begin to look only at what we see and not at the bigger picture. A few years ago, we were involved in motorcycle ministry, and we had a ministry where we fed hundreds of bikers who came to a rally here near Tallahassee every year. That ministry died. Do you know why it died? It died because the people of the church said, we don't see any people coming to our church because of this ministry we are doing. Okay. Do we not work for God's kingdom, or do we just work for our church? Is there a bigger church? Is there a bigger plan? Is there someone with a bigger idea who we're supposed to be helping and serving? Maybe it was time for it to go. I don't know. I know it made me sad. Because I know that when we did that, I got to talk to a lot of people who were not very godly. And I might have been the only person they heard all year talk about what God had done for me. I know that we went there with boxes of Bibles and we left them out on the tables. We didn't hand them to people. You need to read this. Although sometimes I wanted to. But we left them out there on the table and they disappeared. They went home in backpacks and pockets and saddlebags and leather vests. Because somebody was curious enough to at least pick that up. Did it get read that day? I don't know. But maybe it was sitting in the pocket or in the saddlebag when somebody needed an encouraging word and they found it there and it saved their life, or better yet, saved their soul. Were we building a kingdom of God, or are we just working for today? Are we as a church building the kingdom of God, or are we just building Bethel? Well, we like Bethel, right? We are Bethel. Yeah. We say that sometimes. And that's a good thing. This church needs to be here. We need a place to gather. We need a place to point to. We need a place to invite people to where the Spirit is strong and lively. But we need to know that the work we need to do is not just what we need to do here and now. It is what we need to do to build that bigger church, that bigger kingdom of God. So some of us will plant seeds and never see the results. Some of us will water those lives and encourage those people and help those efforts along, but never know how things turned out. We don't always get to hear the end of the story, as Paul Harvey so well describes in his radio program. I guess he's still on the radio, isn't he? I haven't heard him in a long time. We don't get to know the end of the story all the time. We're human. We're limited. We come, we go. Hopefully we go to a better place. But we don't know what our efforts do. That's why it takes faith. It takes faith because we don't always get to see whether it changes somebody's life or not, whether it means something to someone or not, whether they are helped, saved, transformed, made whole because of our efforts or not. We step out on faith. We do our work on faith. We build our kingdom on faith. That stone that the builders rejected as being not strong enough is the one upon which we build our kingdom. A faith, a belief in things unseen, in things, you could say, unproven, in the knowledge that everything we do according to God's will, everything that we offer in that salty service that Phil was talking about this morning that we do for God makes a difference. Amen. Maybe not a big difference. Maybe not an obvious difference. Maybe not a difference in the amount of money in the plate or the number of butts in the pews. Excuse my French, but... it makes a difference. It makes the world a little better. There's lots of people out there who are working hard to make the world a lot worse. If we don't make it a little better, if we don't work to make it a little better, who will? Why would they? If this is all there is, the obvious solution is to grab yours and get going. If this isn't all there is, if this world is not all we're working for, then there is a higher plan, a higher value, a higher purpose to be working for. I know all of you know that. But I also know that I need to hear it. We all need to hear it. We all need to be reminded that even the littlest seed can grow into a great thing. Even the littlest word can grow into a great thing. Even the littlest faith can grow into a great thing. Don't be discouraged because you don't see the results of your work. Don't be disappointed because things don't turn out the way you wanted them to or expected them to. Ooh, expectations. There's a dangerous thing. Don't worry about what the results are. Just work. I have a friend who came to my birthday party who likes to work on trucks. And he works on trucks whether he gets paid for it or not. He just likes to work on trucks. And he has a saying, and I've come to agree with him, all things come to he who waits. As long as he who waits works while he waits. We may not see the results of the things we do. But if we live according to God's love comes through for us. Amen. If we work towards the kingdom will be there for us. If we contribute to the greater good, then the good gets greater for all of us. The folks in Thessalonica were being lazy. They weren't doing their work. And I don't think it was just work to feed each other. I think it was work to feed the kingdom that Paul talked about. Let's be reminded that that's who we're working for. We're working for God. Any of you like the Blues Brothers? Remember that movie? My favorite scene is when the two lead characters go to see this lady because they're looking for the members of their band because they're going to put on a benefit concert and they're going to raise money for the orphanage. And they go knock on the door and they got on their suits and their hats and, you know, they're looking pretty tough there. And they knock on the door and the lady comes to the door and she says, "Are you boys police officers?" and they say, "No, ma'am, we're musicians. We're on a mission from God." Well, folks, y'all are Bethelians, and you're on a mission from God. His work, His world, His kingdom. Be proud. Be outspoken. Be happy to do His work in His world, for His kingdom, for His Son. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.